So when that rain finally came and presumably made things a little bit better on the bogs in Roscommon, did you catch the smell of rain yesterday afternoon? That unmistakable, earthy, musty odour with a hint perhaps of moss that always comes after a long, dry spell? It has a name, petrichor. But why, if that rain is falling on termacadam, or bog, or grass, or trees, or on the bonnet of your car, why is that smell of rain always the same? I asked Matthew Jebb, director of the National Botanic Gardens.
I think the extraordinary thing about this is that all of us recognise the smell of freshly falling rain. It's not during a very long wet day or a wet period, but it's after a dry spell. If you've had a warm, dry spell for a week or so, and then the rain begins, there is this incredible aroma around, which everybody finds thrilling, the smell of fresh rain. The amazing thing is, if you're in South America or Tasmania or Canada or the Sahara Desert or in leafy Wexford, you will smell the same identical aroma.
Why?
Well, this puzzled people initially because they thought, there's different plants growing, there is different rocks, there's different climates. So what is this extraordinary smell? And it's been tracked down to bacteria and fungi in the soil, releasing a particular chemical known as geosmin, the smell of rock. And it's actually in soil rather than rock. It is a substance that is universally produced. Bacteria and fungi, we find them all around the globe. You know, we find certain species of bird, very restricted plants. We just find them in a continent, sometimes just in one country. But bacteria and fungi, they are so small and light. Their spores spread around the globe. So this is the explanation that whether you are in South Africa or Ireland, you will smell that same smell of freshly falling rain on after a spell of dry weather.
And whether you are in the countryside or in the city, do you get that same smell because this bacteria is windblown and ends up on all surfaces?
Yes, it's universal. It needs a soil surface rather than pure, you know, cobbled streets of asphalt and stone. But it is always there. There's always little pockets of moss and earth ready to release the smell. It is so sensitive, our noses, to geosmin. We can detect 5 parts in a trillion, not just parts in a billion, but 5 parts in a trillion. And this sensitivity, people have speculated, is this an ability of early Homo sapiens in the African savannah to be able to sniff out water in a drought, can smell water from many miles away?
Not the smell of rock, not the smell of wet soil, the smell of wet bacteria. Not good news for germophobes. Matthew Jebb from the Botanic Gardens there.